I got to admit, now that I've seen him, I would know what Sonny Bill Williams looks like if he walked into this room. 3 days ago, I probably wouldn't. But he is, like, this is a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. We've had, obviously, a really busy day here. And actually, this is my fourth radio interview. The other three were in New Zealand. So I've rehearsed my line to tell you how I'm not divulging the contract information. But certainly, globally, this has blown up. It's some incredible social media numbers. Our website crashed 2 minutes after putting the story up. And I'm told by my webmaster that wasn't just because our website was going to crash. But, yeah, a huge amount of kind of round-the-clock coverage now for us as Australia and New Zealand wake up and go to bed, and then North America wakes up and the UK wakes up. So, yeah, we're really happy with how this announcement has gone.
This guy isn't just he's not just a good player. He's a beloved figure, isn't he, in the community, in the sport?
Yeah, so Sonny Bill Williams started off in rugby league, and he was an absolute sensation at a very young age, winning the NRL, which is the Australian competition of international rugby league. He then has spent time playing for the All Blacks. I think he's one of 20 players who's lifted the World Cup twice. And had they been successful, he was getting some game time in the World Cup in Japan a few weeks ago. Had they been successful, there would only have actually been three of them that had won the World Cup three times. So he's also had, I think, 7 professional boxing bouts. So, yeah, an athlete that transcends his sport and world sport, and is, in our minds, a true global icon. And, yeah, as I say, we're absolutely delighted that we've been able to announce the signing today.
John, you can just pretend this is Auckland Sports Talk Radio, so you can use the same lines if if you wish. Understanding that there's going to be some proprietary things that you're not going to go so deep into, but can you tell people the story of how the Sonny Williams signing came to be?
Well, I think, and it's gone out today in the media, there was an interest in signing Sonny Bill Williams last year. So if your listeners recall, the playoff format in the Betfred Championship, which is the league the Wolfpack have been in for the last couple of years, the playoff format sees us playing 4 Super League teams and the best 3 teams from our division in a kind of 8-team league. There was an inquiry as to whether we'd be able to bring him in to play in those games in August, September of 2018. So that contact has been kept going. And obviously, we've got a fantastic director of rugby and Brian Noble and a new head coach, Brian McDermott, and an ownership group that have kept the contact going. And Sonny Bill Williams obviously played rugby union and built the last year of his life all around rugby union and trying to win that third World Cup with the All Blacks. So the contact's been kind of on and off. And obviously a deal like this wasn't done this morning. There's been meetings and discussions for the last couple of weeks. I think a lot of the media got wind of this, which probably helped because we've had some fantastic media coverage in the last week. And obviously today is the day that we've been able to go public, and it's the first time that we've really got out and said, yes, this player signed for us and will be joining us for the next 2 seasons.
You know, obviously this will be a work in progress, but one of the things Sonny Bill Williams clearly will do is he's going to preach the sport to the masses around here, the masses in Toronto, and almost if you want to extend it, throughout Canada. At least in terms of broad strokes, John, have you thought about or how have you thought about Sonny Bill Williams being part of the community, and what are the kind of things you would like to see him do to raise the awareness and the level of Toronto Wolfpack?
Well, I think this is when you sign a player of this magnitude, and I must confess, we did put the words David Beckham and LeBron James into the press release we sent out. But when you sign a player of this magnitude, there's obviously a kind of performance side, which isn't my area. So as a director of rugby and a head coach, I have to deem this player is still at the standard to perform. But from a commercial side, and what really excites the team here in Toronto and our commercial staff in the UK, is just the reach and the appeal, and not just selfishly from a kind of revenue perspective of sponsors, partners and tickets, but just the ability to have a guy that can really inspire everybody in Toronto and beyond into rugby, whether that's playing or watching or just getting into the sport. So certainly we've got a guy who's made a signing with us because he believes in the vision that we have, which is to grow the game of rugby in North America and kind of put more rugby balls in kids' hands. So Sonny will be fully bought into that, and we've had some really good discussions already with the community groups and the local rugby clubs about how we can get this guy and maximise the time he has in Toronto in the next couple of years to try and inspire as many people as possible and grow the game of rugby as much as possible.
We're in conversation with John Pallett. He's VP of Commercial with Toronto Wolfpack. We had Bob Hunter in here, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, with Stephen Brunt, and we talked a little bit about some of the press that Toronto was getting in England, in terms of it seems as if some of your grand ambitions have, not yours, but the organization's grand ambitions, maybe have rubbed some people the wrong way in overseas. Is this going to, this is a big thing for the league, obviously. But is this going to ruffle some feathers, do you think, with some of the opposing teams? Because I know you can't get into the financial details, but everything we're led to believe is it's a pretty significant outlay compared to what other teams have made for players.
That's certainly the case. I mean, our league has a marquee player rule, and what that allows you to do is to pay a couple of players above and beyond a cap on the salary. So what that means is if you want to bring in a superstar, as we have done, it's not at the detriment of the rest of the squad. So you can still build a very competitive team with a couple of superstars. I think when you're trailblazing, and we've been doing this for 3 years now, you're always going to, as you said, ruffle a few feathers, and there'll be some people that it will take us a bit longer to win them over. But what I would say is I think signing this player is a player who the entire league benefits from having this player. We're pretty confident there's going to be lifts in TV viewers and bums on seats and in the stadiums in the UK when we play, and it's just a statement of our intent to really help to grow the game and to help grow the Super League. And I think the other point is a lot of the Super League teams have yet to experience Toronto. We've been playing in the third tier and the second tier, so as those fans travel over, we're really confident we can deliver a kind of weekend and a game day experience and showcase the entertainment at Lamport Stadium, some of the community stuff we're doing, and have those fans go back to the UK. And we imagine 12,000 fans will travel across the 11 games. Yeah. But have those fans go back to the UK and that media go back to the UK and kind of say, oh, we now get it. We understand exactly what Toronto Wolfpack and the city of Toronto is all about. And you've got a city here with prime for sports fans, for choice with the number of teams. And if they see 10,000 people enjoying a game of rugby league at Lamport, I think I think that's going to have a significant effect on how we're viewed.
You play your first home game in round 11 of this league on April 18th against Hull FC at Lamport Stadium. So a couple things there. One, will given the signing, the magnitude of this signing, do you try to increase seating somehow at Lamport Stadium? And two, what are your indications now in terms of the ability for fans to see this game either via broadcast or digital or elsewhere?
Well, I think it's firstly on the broadcast. Historically, we've shown that we're prepared or have been prepared to meet the cost of production in order to broadcast our games and get them as far and wide as possible. So our playoff final was, it went into 250 million homes across 19 countries worldwide. So Bob is actually on a flight right now, which is why you're stuck with me today. But Bob's been in the UK dealing with Super League on a range of issues, and broadcast is one of those. So we'd be looking to do a broadcast deal that allows fans to watch a Wolfpack if they can't make the game, and that obviously adds significant sponsor value as well. And yeah, in terms of seating at Lamport, I think we had 10,000 in, or just under 10,000 for the grand final. And we would hope that we could do ticket sales at a similar amount. Yeah, we would hope we'd be able to do ticket sales at a significant ticket sales on that level for those games. And then there is a debate to be had about temporary seating and whether we could creep that attendance up by a couple of thousand. And if we had the demand, we'd certainly look to do that.
Hey, John, I'm interested in why the news conference, and I'm not criticizing this because I think it's genius, but why is it being held at Arsenal's Emirates Stadium?
Well, I'm a Tottenham fan, so I've been asking myself that question as well. But I think we have an opportunity to bring. So Sonny's just come out of the World Cup. We're obviously expecting him to, or hoping he returns to our pre-season in early January, ready to go and attack the first Super League game. So he is back home now. Mm-hmm. We've had an opportunity in a window to bring him across, and I think the real driver for that was the UK media and the Super League and the opposition teams. We just think that if we hold it in London, we're going to get all of the UK press, and we're also going to have all of the press from the north of England travel down and make a spectacular event. We would hope that there's enough interest for Canadian media to travel to that. But obviously, as soon as we've got access to Sonny, there'll be ample opportunities for interviews with him, and we've got global requests coming in. But yeah, the driver there was, we take Sonny to the kind of a home of the league,
right.
And give the UK that chance to have the media opportunity.
Well, we have a, you will appreciate this as a Spurs fan, somebody just sent out a tweet on social media claiming that Sonny Bill is going to replace Unai Emery, and that's why you're holding it at, that's why you're holding the news conference at Emirates.
I'm going to find that tweet and engage with it as soon as this call finishes.
John, thanks so much, man. It's great of you to join us. And again, congratulations. This will be a lot of fun. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.